Hi everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Channel Chat. I'm Alicia Fioretta, Associate Editor of Channel Marketer Report. Today, Stephen Amiel, Founder and CEO of MMI Solutions, will be joining us to discuss the benefits of multi-tenant marketing automation solutions. Before we start up, I'd like to provide some more details on Channel Marketer Report. CMR is the newest blog and newsletter from G3 Communications, publishers of Demand Gen Report and Retail Touchpoints. Channel Marketer's mission is to provide insight on trends and challenges within the sales and marketing in the channel. We cover topics including demand generation, content marketing tactics, social media within the channel, channel measurement, new industry partnerships, and solution spotlights. Before I introduce Stephen, here are some more details on MMI and its channel-led solution. The team at MMI has helped clients maximize their marketing and advertising spend to improve sales and channel performance. Working with companies of all sizes and across verticals, MMI offers Channel Edge, which allows companies to maintain reseller mindshare and ensure co-op and marketing development funds are used solely to promote products. The solution addresses the changing nature of today's research-savvy buyer by maximizing exposure across multiple touchpoints. It also pre-qualifies prospects to maximize reseller sales efforts, provides visibility into what happens once leads are passed to resellers, and helps resellers manage a larger prospect base over longer sales cycles. Stephen has been in the industry for more than 25 years, and he has worked with companies to help improve the relationship between sales and marketing teams. This includes customer relationship management and lead generation for both corporate sales and indirect sales channels. Today's discussion will focus on multi-tenant marketing automation, its benefits for vendors that follow a channel sales model, and how this form of solution can improve marketing and sales efficiency. Stephen, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
Okay, so just to start out the conversation, can you provide some more detail on what multi-tenant marketing automation is and how it improves visibility and marketing and sales processes?
Sure, I'd love to. First and foremost, before we say what is multi-tenant marketing automation, we first have to understand what marketing automation is. And just to make sure everyone knows, marketing automation is a process by which across multiple touch points, whether it be banner ads, direct mail, form fills, trade shows, wherever you're capturing information about prospects, marketing automation allows you to score the relative value of how people interact, and then take that lead when it's ready and pass it on to a salesperson to follow up and sell. Multi-tenant marketing automation does the same thing, but it allows a host or a landlord, a manufacturer, to provide that same enterprise marketing capability and automation capability to each of their resellers. And one of the most important things in multi-tenant marketing is that all of your resellers and all the resellers of indirect sales forces have the same problems, as, if not more, than a typical large company. Most distributors and resellers are relatively small companies and need to have the type of help to nurture longer,
That's okay. We'll just cut it. You can just go to the beginning of that thought if you want.
Okay. Multi-tenant marketing automation. You agree that I should first that it was appropriate to define the two and the distinction?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much. Before we go into multi-tenant marketing automation, it's important to understand the current model in marketing automation that is provided in today's business world. In marketing automation, a company purchases a license to market across a variety of touch points and to capture digital DNA and prospect interaction, score it, and filter it to a sales force. However, in today's marketing automation world, there is typically only one reporting pipeline, and so while you could distribute leads to anybody, you can't give them visibility into reports, or all of your resellers could see each other's reports. In multi-tenant automation marketing, what we're doing is providing a two-tier relationship between what we call the landlord, or the corporation, and the tenants, which are the resellers. In this case, what we're providing is the ability for the corporation to generate the leads, pass those leads to each of the resellers, but at the same time now, provide all of the same enterprise-wide marketing automation for each of their resellers who have the same issues that any Salesforce has, which is trying to get past gatekeepers, trying to sell through longer sales cycles, being able to nurture prospects through a longer sales process. So what we try to do in multi-tenant marketing is to give those tools directly to the sales force that needs them most, and those are your resellers.
Excellent. That definitely helps set the stage about what multi-tenant marketing is. Now, what are the general top issues for marketers and resellers in general that are struggling to obtain and maintain mindshare? Is it more about the lack of marketing materials? Is it about education? And more importantly, how can multi-tenant marketing automation help solve these issues?
Great question. First and foremost, to capture reseller mindshare today involves being able to help promote what their value proposition is in any sales process. So bottom line, we find that many corporations are really focused on just trying to promote their own products through the reseller channel. In multi-tenant marketing, we're allowing each of those resellers to highly personalize all of that marketing material for that manufacturer, but personalize it with the value that they provide in that sales process, which is critically important. So most interestingly is now you have a reseller who is now just not promoting your product, but what his value was in that sales process, and through what we call express campaigns, be able to continue nurturing a prospect who's not ready yet with highly targeted express campaigns that are meant to continue that dialogue to build credibility over time until that prospect is ready to buy.
So it basically makes it a more personalized and overall more memorable, engaging experience. Is that correct?
Not only that, but our research has found that the same newsletter coming from the manufacturer with the same exact content going to the same prospects, whether it's coming from the manufacturer or the reseller, that newsletter will have between a 50 and 100% greater open rate coming from the reseller than the manufacturer. So what we're doing here is across all the different touch points that buyers are now looking at, whether it be webinars or trade shows, seminars, white papers, form fills, whatever it is, we're able to get that information, score it, provide that to a sales agent, a reseller, and then provide him with the tools to nurture that prospect to closure.
Excellent, Stephen. Now, once leads are passed over to sales, how can sales forces ensure that contacts don't fall through the cracks, or what we call funnel leaks, and are nurtured effectively? And how can understanding the changing nature of today's research-savvy buyer help in this whole process?
Okay, we speak of a couple of things here. First and foremost, how do we make sure sales follows up? About 90% of all resellers and indirect sales forces are small companies of less than five people who typically do not have any type of lead management or CRM. So one of the first features of our system and in our multi-tenant environment is that we provide the sales tools that are super easy for a reseller to get an email about a prospect, click on that, see the activity, go to their website, take notes, follow up with them all in four easy steps, or add another person into the campaign after speaking to someone. So our tools are geared to help maximize their sales time. And in our multi-tenant relationship, for the leads that they get from the manufacturer has transparency and optics into what you do with those leads. So in the notes section, resellers are required to show what they have done and how they have followed up with the lead. And those optics are now available to the marketing coordinator at the manufacturer, and they're able to see if someone hasn't followed up on a lead. They can take that lead away. They can call and see why they're not following up. It gives them optics into what they're doing. And then finally, a section to once a sale has been made of one of their products so they can capture the revenue associated with that campaign. So first and foremost, we provide better sales tools for the sales reseller, for the agent, to go out there and nurture that prospect. And then we provide optics into the leads that have been passed to them to ensure that those leads are being followed up with and not being wasted.
Excellent. And, you know, we touched on the basics for both marketing and sales, but can you discuss what other features are available in the typical multi-tenant marketing automation platform and just how these solutions allow vendors to increase loyalty among partners and overall obtain more mind share and extension of their brand?
Yes. The fact is, you know, it's very funny. There was an expression I heard that resellers are like monkeys. If you give them a banana, excuse me, I got to start that one again.
Okay.
The thing about resellers is that resellers have choices. It's not just your promotion, it's other companies' promotions. And so getting reseller mind share is always around doing two things, helping them get closer to better deals and helping them close deals. And in today's world, especially in the B2B world, where over 80% of purchasers are going online to do pre-sale research, the fact is we're capturing digital DNA and prospects earlier in the sales cycle than ever before, which is great. But what happens when you have a reseller or a salesperson who has really a 90-day horizon for any lead, and if they can't close it, it's really not a good lead for them? So one of the most important features of what we provide that's unique are these micro-express campaigns, which are branded campaigns from the manufacturer, but it allows that reseller to personalize it with his specific knowledge of that customer and prospect to be able to nurture them more completely with greater credibility and value than any marketer could ever do onto their own or unto themselves. So first, we decentralize that marketing into the sales hands, the resellers. Our system totally locks out any features or options that you don't want a reseller to be able to do in the system. It also allows them to upload their own prospects and customers and market your products and your campaigns to them. But it does one important thing in providing that feature. It firewalls their customers from the manufacturer. So they can't see who their customers are, but what they can see is the results of the campaigns that they're running. So again, for the first time, you have the ability for a marketer to not only be able to see and have transparency into what their resellers are doing with their products, A. Second, you're giving them tools to market to more of their customers and prospects while giving them the respect and firewall between yourself and their customers and prospects. So we're making it uniquely easy to provide a marketing and sales methodology that supports resellers in the heart of what they really need to do more than ever. and that is to manage a much larger radar screen of opportunities to meet their numbers.
Excellent, Stephen. Well, you provided a lot of great insight into what multi-tenant marketing automation is and how channel-centric companies can benefit from this emerging form of technology. So for everyone listening, if you'd like to learn more about MMI's Channel Edge, feel free to visit the company's website, www.mmisolutions.com. And that concludes today's podcast. Thanks again, Stephen, for taking the time out to speak with us. And for everyone out there listening to this episode of Channel Chat, have a great day.
Thank you.